Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Or I should say, joy to the world, the Lord has come. So yes, we celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace, not only on that first Christmas, but also his coming to us in our lives, and his coming to us today as we gather in worship and praise. And so we want to welcome you on this Christmas day as we come to the house of the Lord. Just a couple of brief announcements. One is to offer up our thanks to all of those who donated poinsettias to beautify the sanctuary this season. And as a reminder, you can pick up your poinsettia following the service this morning. So I guess now when you start eyeing and, oh, that one looks good, that's the one I'm going to head for. Actually, they all look beautiful. I believe those are all the announcements that need to be made at this time. So let's begin our Christmas Day worship with singing of hymn 387, Joy to the World. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will join now in speaking responsively the words of Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. His right hand and his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre.
With the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
The world and all who dwell in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord.
Lord, he comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness
and the peoples with equity.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Our riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are his. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For
the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 62. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading from Titus chapter 3. When the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
to God. Please rise as we sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to Alleluia. You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, which also serves as the text for our meditation today, from Luke chapter 2.
O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. We will join together now in making profession of our Christian faith as we speak together the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, oh, the herald angels sing, glory a newborn King. Spy, highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Jesus, our Emmanuel, hark the herald. righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, to give them second birth. The herald angels sing glory to the newborn King.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel lesson was read a few moments ago from Luke 2. I think of these words. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is our text. We think of that familiar Christmas story, and as we listen to Luke 2, we hear how the story really goes. Unfortunately, our world has also gotten a hold of Christmas, and a lot of things have gotten mixed in with the message. It was in the Family Circus cartoon. The little girl sits her baby brother on her lap, and she tells him the story of Christmas. And it goes something like this. Jesus was born just in time for Christmas up at the North Pole, surrounded by 8 tiny reindeer and the Virgin Mary. Then Santa Claus showed up with lots of toys and stuff and some swaddling clothes. And the 3 wise men and elves all sang carols while the little drummer boy and Scrooge helped Joseph trim the tree. And in the meantime, Frosty the snowman saw this star. Thus concludes the reading from the Family Circus. But this morning, as we gather on this Christmas day, we want to deal with some of the simple, basic elements of the Christmas story. And hopefully the rush and the turmoil of pre-Christmas shopping and decorating and many of the dinners is, for the most part, behind us. Now it's time for us to deal with those quiet, precious truths that occupy such an important place in our hearts. There are 3 things that we need this Christmas in order to make this a time of spiritual growth and renewal. First of all, we need a song that we can sing. Oh, we've already been doing some of that this morning. And think about how much poorer Christmas would be without the sounds of music in the air. Silent night, O little town of Bethlehem, joy to the world. And how our hearts rejoice to hear those triumphant hymns and the tender carols that herald this very special season of the year. But of course, the greatest song of all is the song that the shepherds heard on that Judean hillside, the song of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's a song that we need to sing not only today, but that's a song that we need to sing throughout the year. It was during World War II. An airstrip was built on a small tropical island in the South Pacific. And the chaplain and others, they had tried to tell the natives about the Christian faith, but the natives responded slowly. Well, orders came to move on at Christmas 1943, and the departing Americans, they gave a farewell party with makeshift gifts, and several of them tried to explain the origin of Christmas, and the true meaning of the Christmas spirit. Well, a few years later, that chaplain had the opportunity to stop at that island en route to a Far East assignment. And he was greeted with excitement, and he was taken to see the beautiful church which the natives had built. And over the doorway was crudely lettered, "This is our church, built on faith and brotherly love." Well, the chaplain stayed for a service of worship in the church. Well, there were no seats. And the songs, they were all Christmas carols, because those were the only ones that they knew. And one native explained to the chaplain, "After you left, we built the church to worship Jesus. And we worship him with the only service that we know, Christmas, the day he was born. Every day is Christmas here. Every day the Christ child is born anew. And our gift to give is love. And our church, we call it the Christmas church." And how the world needs a Christmas song and a Christmas church, where every day Christ is born anew in the hearts and lives of people. Well, in the second place, we need a star that we can follow. I think maybe that might be the greatest need of our time and our generation, is to find a star, a singular goal, objective, or ideal, something on which we can fix our gaze and toward which we can forever keep moving. The tragedy of our time is that people are pulling in so many different directions that rather than moving toward the kingdom of God, we seem more likely to be headed toward anarchy. We need a star from on high to follow. We need a vision of a better world toward which to strive. And if there's any urgent demand that's being thrust upon the Christian church today, it's the plea of society to the church to translate the concept of the kingdom of God into concrete 21st century language. In other words, to tell the message of Jesus so that people understand it. Our world is searching for something to believe in. It wants to know that traditional values, that high ethical standards are still alive, and that they are still relevant to this new age. And they look to the church to put that star back into the heavens. If the church doesn't carry the message, who will? That's the second thing that we need, a star to follow. And here's the final, but most important thing to be said. We need a Savior that we can worship. Do you remember Louis Cassel's famous parable of the birds? It was Christmas Eve. And the man's wife and children, they were getting ready to go to church. But he wasn't going. "I simply can't understand what Christmas is all about. This claim that God became man," he told his wife. Well, it had been snowing all day, and it was beginning to snow harder as the man's family rode off to church without him. And he drew a chair up to the fireplace, and he began to read his newspaper. And a few minutes later, there was a thudding sound at the kitchen window. And when he went to investigate, he found a flock of birds out in the backyard. They had been caught in the storm, and in a desperate search for shelter, they were trying to fly through the kitchen window. Well, he was a very kind man, and so he tried to think of something that he could do so that the birds wouldn't freeze. The barn, he thought. That would be a nice shelter. So he put on his coat and his overshoes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. And he opened the door wide, and he turned on the light. But the birds didn't come in. Food will bring them in, he thought. And so he hurried back to the house for breadcrumbs, which he sprinkled in the snow in order to make a trail to the barn. But the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. Well, he tried shooing them into the barn by walking around and waving his arms, but they scattered into every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. "They find me a strange and terrifying creature," he said to himself, "and I can't seem to think of any way to let them know that they can trust me." And puzzled and dismayed, he pondered this thought: "If only I could be a bird myself for the moment, perhaps I could lead them to safety. If only I could be a bird myself." And just then, the church bells began to ring, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And the man stood silently for a minute, and then he sank to his knees in the snow. "Now I understand," he whispered, as he lifted his gaze to the sky. "Now I see why you had to become man." We need to kneel before the manger of Bethlehem. We need to pray, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." And I pray that you will take those thoughts home with you today. First of all, here's some thoughts. Don't be afraid, because the good tidings are also for you, that Christ Jesus has given you the gift of his holiness, that he has washed away your sins with his precious blood, the blood of God become man. Second, I pray that you would have great joy in your heart, just as those shepherds did, and amazement at the great wonders that God has done in Jesus. Third, be ready to speak the good news. The good news of what you've seen and what you have heard. I mean, if God gives you the opportunity, let us confess him before men. Because there are so many who haven't heard. And even if they have heard, right now there are so many who don't understand. So I challenge you to be prepared, to be messengers like the angels and like the shepherds. When the Spirit opens your mouth to speak, say that Christ the Lord is the Savior of all. God has made peace with earth, and he has freely given eternal life to all through the life and the death of his Son. And I hope and pray that you will have a very happy and blessed Christmas. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it keep our hearts and our minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Okay. Gracious God, receive these offerings that we bring, returning just a portion of the rich blessings you have given to us, And especially, Lord, we thank you for the gift, the great gift of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Lord, may this wonderful message of Christmas be an ever-present part of our lives, that we might always be strengthened to serve you. And now let us pray in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For this congregation, that as the eternal light dawned on our darkness in the incarnation of God's only begotten Son, so his glory would shine on us in the grace and truth of his word, and we would receive him with joy and believe in his name. Let us pray to the Lord. For all pastors, that through their proclamation of Christ, God would bring the good news of joy and salvation to all who hear them. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who suffer persecution for the sake of Christ, that though oppression should seek to quench his light in them, they would be sustained in the truth that the darkness cannot overcome him. Let us pray to the Lord. For families who gather in this holy season, that they may have patience and be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Let us pray to the Lord. For the lonely, that they may be comforted with Christ's presence, and we may extend to them the welcome of our homes and the friendship of his grace. Let us pray to the Lord. For those in poverty or want, that they may be helped, that God would increase our generosity, and that we would present our bodies as living sacrifices. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and for those who suffer in our midst, especially we raise up in our prayers Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta and Mary Ellen, Bill and Gary, Bryston and Joe, Kim and Andrew, Brandy and Maverick, Heather and Gary, Michael and Ray, Lane and Chelsea, Norma and Dan, Ron and Renee, and all of those others, Lord, who we name up before you in our hearts, that they may be healed according to the good purposes of our incarnate Savior, and for the grieving, that they may receive comfort in the babe of Bethlehem, who was born that the dead might live. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune, that they would receive the body and blood of Jesus worthily, with faith in his bodily presence, and that they would depart, having received grace upon grace from his fullness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Joining in heaven's eternal praise for the revelation of your love in your word made flesh, we boldly lay all our petitions before you, dear Father, trusting that you will hear us for his sake, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life, Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of God, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. And together now we join in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Body of Christ given for you. And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may it strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. The peace of the Lord be with you now and always.
Everyone, what he has done. Let all seek the Lord, rejoice, proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Be seated.
On behalf of the congregation here at Zion, Merry Christmas, and we would like to thank you for all you've done for us in our vacancy.
Well, thank you very much, and we wish you all the Lord's blessings. And truly, we have reason to celebrate. And we will join in singing our closing hymn. You can be seated, or do you normally stand for the closing hymn? You stand. Okay. Then 379, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Let us adore him.